You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So first up on today's show, a newsroom investigation has revealed a young Clutha Southland National MP secretly recorded a long-standing member of staff amid an employee dispute. Todd Barclay, the MP in question, initially denied allegations of the recordings and speaking to Prime Minister Bill English regarding it. However, Bill English has contradicted this in a statement released last night, detailing how the PM had in fact been told about the recordings almost a year prior. Barclay has continued to state he will not resign over the incident. However, TVNZ reporter Corin Dan questioned English on his way into the Federation Farmers speech this morning if Barclay was contemplating resignation. The PM said that there was ongoing discussion regarding this. In an exclusive interview, I spoke with newsroom investigative reporter Melanie Reid regarding the investigation.
What essentially has happened is that the MP in the Clutha Southland electorate secretly recorded his staff member. And now her name was Glenys Dixon. She'd been working, she'd worked previously for Bill English for 17 years in Gore. And when Barclay became the MP in 2014, her job rolled over and she started working for him.
Right.
Now, what he did is he put what's called, the legal term for it is that he used an interception device to record her after there'd been a bit of a debacle over an incident in Queenstown.
What exactly was this incident?
Legally, it's a bit hard for me to talk about some of these things.
Right.
So what I will say to you is that there was an incident in Queenstown or a situation in Queenstown, and that Barclay had a big gig the next day at the Telford University where he was the guest of honour, and he didn't turn up.
Okay.
Now, it was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, if you like, because there'd been a whole lot of other incidents. So that's not really the point. The point here is that he used an interception device. So he basically bugged her office.
Mm.
And then he got the information of her talking to constituents about really private information, like private health scenarios. And he got her talking about him and her displeasure, if you like, about what had gone on. He then used that recording against her to try and get her fired, essentially.
Okay.
But the point is that he used an interception device, which is illegal, and it's up to 2 years imprisonment. So I think people remember what happened with the teapot tapes when the guy recorded John Key. We probably also remember about the guy who bugged the All Blacks in Sydney and what happened to him.
Mm.
So the issue here is that he did this, and then very soon after, everybody knew. Parliamentary Services knew, which were Glenys's employer, because Parliamentary Services hire the people that work in the MP's office. Bill English knew, John Key knew, and the board knew.
Right. As I understand it, Bill English and John Key both covered up the fact that they had known about this, with Bill English only recently revealing, actually, I think it was last night, that he had been told of the incident. Why do you think they would hide all of this?
Well, what happened is that when Glenys Dixon found out that she'd been recorded, she went to an employment lawyer, and the employment lawyer was told by Parliamentary Services, yes, there was a recording. And what happened is that part of her severance pay was paid from the Prime Minister's budget, which is highly unusual. Now, John Key, let's not forget, was the Prime Minister at the time. The issue here is that everybody knew, and why did they not just get rid of Barclay there and then?
Mm.
Because you can't be an MP doing sneaky little things like unlawful things,
yeah,
like bugging your staff's office. So that's the big question. Why didn't they get rid of him there and then? So what eventuated is a complete debacle in the South Island, in the Clutha South Island electorate, because there were all the people that knew that Glenys had been recorded and went, we can't have an MP that has done this. And then there was all the people that believed Barclay when he stood up on Barefaced Live and said, I can categorically assure you that I did not do a recording.
Right.
So the story that I did was the proof that there was a recording and the proof that Bill English knew, and the proof that John Key knew, and the proof that the board knew, and that everybody knew, yet there'd been this kind of facade by everyone for the last year saying, oh, it's an employment issue, or, oh, it's, you know, it's a disaffected member of the staff. And when asked directly, you know, about all of this, it was kind of, he just dodged and weaved.
Yeah.
Now, let's not forget, there was then a police investigation, which is part of, you know, my story. So the police then investigate Barclay whether or not he's committed an illegal act. And so there's a kind of big issue here as well. And there's a lot of talk about the police giving him an incredibly soft ride.
Yeah, as I understand it, the police actually didn't even speak to Barclay regarding the allegations of recording.
Right, now I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you were the centre of if you were at the centre of some allegations with the police, and they had this evidence, I want to go through this evidence with you.
Mm.
They had text messages from the Prime Minister saying that you'd been involved. They had information from Parliamentary Services saying that, you know, that there had been a tape.
Yeah.
They had police statements saying the Prime Minister's told me that Todd Barclay recorded me. And you said, I don't think I'll come in and participate in this investigation. What do you think would have happened to you?
I could imagine it would have placed me in a tricky situation.
Do you not think that the police would have come round to your house and got you? Well, I think we all know that if there are, if you've allegedly committed a crime and there's that much evidence stacked against you, that a squad car would come round pretty fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it many, many times before with far less evidence than what was against Todd Barclay.
Right.
So there's a very big question, because it affects the credibility of the police and their inquiry. They accepted a no thanks from Barclay when they sought an interview. They did not seek search warrants at his office or his home, and they closed the case despite, you know, the Bill English, who was a finance minister at the time, confirming Barclay had told him he recorded his staff member without her knowledge.
Why do you feel the police did such a shoddy job on this investigation?
Well, I'm not going to answer that question, but I think that your listeners can come up with their own reasons for that.
Mm, yeah.
To quote Glenys Dixon, it seems that there is one law for MPs and one for the rest of the New Zealand public.
What do you take of the police coming out today claiming they are going to reopen the investigation? Do you feel anything new will come to light of this?
They have to reopen the investigation. They've got so much egg on their face, it's embarrassing. Because what we know now is that there have been, you know, more lies than you can count. That there is a recording. That the highest people in government knew there was a recording. The whole National Party board knew there was a recording. Parliamentary Services knew there was a recording.
Mm. Prison time is a possibility for Barclay now?
I don't know what they'll do, but I think the question is, why is Barclay still an MP?
Yeah, because he has also come out saying that he will not resign as well, which comes across as a little bit strong-headed in such a situation that he has found himself in at the moment.
Well, it's a pretty interesting stance, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you've lied all day yesterday, straight to the media, you've been dodging things for a year, when you've been asked a question, and you've clearly committed an illegal, unlawful act.
Mm.
So the country have to ask themselves, is that the sort of politician that you want in the House?
Yeah.
because, you know, I mean, look, I'm not a political reporter, but we're 100 days out from an election, and clearly this is a big election issue because it's the heart, you know, it's at the very heart of the trust and confidence in the government. Mm. And you've got Todd Barclay standing there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Bill English has traded on a squeaky clean image, and he's obviously suffering, like, enormous brand damage,
mm. you know. Yeah, this is definitely a distinct loss of face towards the National Party, as you were saying, in terms of their brand image.
They've got someone in their ranks who's committed an unlawful act and has lied about it.
Mm.
They've got a board and they've got politicians that knew about it and didn't do anything about it.
Mm.
It hasn't been a good few days for the National Party.
No. I know you're not a political reporter, but what do you feel like this will do to the National Party coming up into the...
I'm not sure, and I don't feel like I'm in the position to predict that because I'm not a political reporter.
Mm.
But as a New Zealander, I think that you have to have, you know, trust and confidence in your government, and this certainly goes a long way from making you feel comfortable in that realm.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.